The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Low Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I think
the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
you, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 24th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'ma need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, it's draft day. It's draft day. Kyle Wallace out there in Green Bay. I'll be out in Green Bay tomorrow for draft day. And I'll tell you this, I cannot wait. They're going to pick their first round is today. So I'll be out there tomorrow for Friday. I'll be out there all day Friday up at the draft. And I'll tell you this, this is one of the things that I can't wait, because y'all know I'm a big Packer fan. Y'all know we talk Packers, we talk Bucks, we talk Brewers, we talk, you know, we talk all of our sports. But at the end of the day, I'm the biggest Packer fan, you know. So I love the fact that I'm going to be up at the draft tomorrow. Salute to Kyle Wallace and ESPN, my brothers and sisters over there at ESPN, working the draft. We're going to be in Green Bay tomorrow with the Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe will be up there. But I'll tell you this. I don't want a lot of people talking about these receivers. I think we need an edge rusher, to me. I think we need an edge rusher, and you know, sometimes that, you know, the offense sell the tickets. You know, I always tell people, offense sell tickets. You know, everybody come to see the scoring, but defense. Defense win championships. Defense win championships, Truth Nation. I believe that. I was a defensive player when I played football. So if the defense put the other team on lockdown, they can't score, they can't win, okay? So that's why I say I'm hoping that the Packers, because they need somebody to join that front line or somebody to come off the edge. And I'll tell you this, if we can get a good edge rusher, and it's a lot. It's a few of them. It's a couple boys out of Georgia. Jalen Walker from Georgia. I mean, these are you know, ideas that if you know, it gets to the 23rd pick or the Packers don't do no razzle dazzle. You know what? I hope that the Packers move up to get, if they're going to do an offensive player, maybe move up so where they can get a quality offensive player. You know, and it's in Green Bay, so I can see them trying to, you know, do a little razzle dazzle. It's probably in my lifetime, I probably won't see the draft again in Green Bay. So maybe they may not just sit there with the 23rd pick. Maybe they gonna move up, DJ Brother Z. Maybe they might make some deals and try to get up in there. But if not, when all of the flash, you know, all the quarterbacks that, you know, all the hype players, you know, but you do get some defensive players that be left over, that be hiding in the wing. You know what I mean? Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M, I like him. You know, I like that Mike Green character from Marshall. So it's some defensive players. Some edge rushers, some people that can get down and dirty that's available. Maybe they make an immediate impact. Maybe get, you know, 5 or 6 sacks. You know, something like that. I think we need an edge. I mean, everybody going with the flash. I'm going with the money in the bank defense. So let's see what happens. If y'all think that Green Bay going to draft an offensive player, who y'all think they're going to draft? What position you think they need to draft? Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on the talk to text. It's draft day. in Green Bay. And I will be out there tomorrow. So once again, Truth Nation, salute to Kyle Wallace, who has KBN over at ESPN 94.5. And he also has the Truth to Power right here, right before the Tory Lowe show from 12 to 1. So, hey, we're going to be in the midst. We're going to be in the midst of it. But I'll tell you this. When I see the Packers, hopefully tomorrow, we'll have something to talk about because they're going to be in and pick the first pick. And you know how we do, DJ Brother Z. We got it. We're going to have to evaluate because I think that, you know, we got some good offensive talent. If we don't get a wide receiver that's a real game changer, if we don't get a real game changer at wide receiver, I wouldn't pick it. We got a lot of gadget receivers. Good, solid, that can move in space. We got some good receivers. I don't think that we have the deep threat anymore. You know, Watson, with Watson being hurt every, you know, Christian Watson being hurt all the time. I don't know. I just know that we need some power on the front line so we can free up Rashawn Gary a little bit, free up a lot of the front line, free up a lot of the linebackers a little bit. And I think we could be competitive with what we got. I'm hoping that they get the defense, man. Look, if they don't choose defense, that the best defensive player available, the best edge rusher available, I'm gonna feel some type of way. Cause we definitely we put a lot of work on offense, and we need to oil the defense. We need a little front line, front defensive line love. Maybe an outside linebacker, like a Clay Matthews type outside linebacker or something. They always there. They always in the wing. But I wanted to talk to y'all about, this is what I wanted to talk to y'all about, because I was talking to a young man, and he was struggling with dealing with what he called his baby mama. He was struggling a little bit, and he was trying to co-parent. And he wasn't calling it co-parent. He was saying she ain't letting him see his kids, and he trying to see his kids and all of that. And I was like, well, what you want to do is come up with a co-parenting plan. That's what you want to do. He said, a lot of people, you forget that you can make a plan. Instead of talking, I tell people, stop talking, because sometimes when people talk, you know, sometimes people don't hear it. You be saying a lot of stuff, and they be thinking about the stuff that make them mad about you. You be trying to tell them something, and they don't hear nothing but what they hear on the Charlie Brown. You know, the teacher from Charlie Brown. They only hear the womp, womp, womp. Like, they ain't heard nothing. They only feel emotionally upset by whatever got them upset. So I'd say start writing stuff down on paper and write plans. Don't be afraid to plan, to come up with a plan of action. Don't be afraid to come up with a plan of action. If you got children with somebody and y'all not together, write down a schedule. Well, the problem is some of y'all don't want to be held accountable to what's on that paper. You know what I mean? That's why they go to court. See, that's what the court going to do. That's what the court going to make you do if y'all got kids and y'all can't figure it out. Then the judge got to write the plan down on paper. A lot of y'all want the judge in y'all business. A lot of y'all be so bitter and hateful. You know, y'all want to go to court and get the judges in the courts in y'all business. Okay? What I'm saying is, let's say y'all not getting along. Y'all got a kid. Y'all break up. The best thing you can do if you got children with somebody is the relationship is over. Let's get a plan of action together on how we going to work with the children. And that's the best way to do it. And stop trying to, you know, because, you know, when you don't have nothing in writing and then you talk about you finna come get the kids, then you trying to spend the night. You know, you trying to keep it going. Somebody said, what's the point of putting down somebody you need to help for? What's the point of helping somebody if you just No, I don't even know what you're even talking about. I think, you need to clear the ear wax out your ears, okay? We're talking about co-parenting. You gotta co-parent. We're talking about co-parenting. So if you ain't got no ideas or no plans on how to co-parent, don't join the conversation in the chat. What y'all talking about? What I'm saying is co-parenting is something that we have to really start putting a little bit more energy into and working together and shaping ideas. That's it. Because I'll tell you this, when you don't have a plan and there's no structure, anything can happen. Anything can take place because there's no rules. So, like I said, are you going to let the judge do it? Let the judge tell you what to do. And some people got to do that. But I'll tell you this. Communicating. This is the way we have to do it. Communication. Communication. Collaborating on decisions and sharing information about the children's needs, schedules, and well-being. That's it. That's communicating. What do the child need? What do I need? X, Y, and Z. Cooperation. Working together to provide a stable and loving environment. Stable. Working together. Okay. You get the kids this day. I get the kids this day. Come up with a schedule, because that random schedule, sometimes, somebody may have something to do. Hey, it could get tricky. But cooperation and communication. Consistency. Establish consistent rules, boundaries, and expectations. Co-parenting. That's all I'm saying. You got to start establishing, this is how we're going to move forward with this plan. And if we got to make some adjustments, we'll come back together to figure this out. And a lot of people, they feel like, okay, if we ain't together, and I seen it on both sides. If we ain't together, you ain't going to see the kids. Now, you might have to take that kind of mentality to court, DJ Brother Z. Like, because some people, if they can't have you, you can't have nothing. Or if they can't have you, they don't want nothing to do with you and the babies. I seen both sides of the fence. I watched it. I had to deal with it. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure that you're in tune with the babies. And I think that many times that's why you gotta be careful on another end. This is why you gotta be careful on the other end, because sometimes you procreate with folks and you get what you procreate with. You get what you procreate with, for real. Sometimes you can't help. Maybe you got, you was out kicking it and you took a chance and boom, the baby came. So co-parenting, that's what we're going to put in the atmosphere. Communication, cooperation, working together, consistency, and respect. When you co-parent, you got to have respect as parents. At least respect the parental rights. Meaningful and respectful relationships, even if the romantic relationship has ended. Okay, we ain't together no more, but let's have some boundaries, let's have some respect, and let's make sure these kids get what they need from us, because we're going to be great parents. We're going to work together to make sure that the kids have what they need, providing stability, security, encouraging positive relationship with both parents. And sometimes you get folks that's so mad that they try to turn the kids against the other parent. They want to use the kids as a weapon to get back at the other parent. That's why we got to educate. That's why we got to have people got to understand you can co-parent. You can get things done if y'all work on it. Y'all can get things done in a mutual, respectful space, because y'all, at some point, y'all liked each other. At some point, y'all was feeling each other, and no matter where it went left, y'all got extra ideas going on that y'all need to really make the adjustments to try to work with. Blacksmith says they better co-parent by watching The Cosby Show over and over until they're brainwashed. I don't know. All I'm saying is they got to know that these young people got to know that you can co-parent. These older people, y'all got to understand that there are ways that you can come up with a plan to understand, okay, this is what we're going to do together. We got in this together, and this is how we're going to move forward. Somebody as a mature adult have to start establishing grounds of actually making sure that the other parent is doing the job. Y'all don't always have to run down to the courthouse because that don't even work. Okay, all right. Hey, and at the end of the day, the kids suffer when you don't have good co-parenting ideas. That's why I wanted to talk about that, because a lot of people don't understand that they can sit down and negotiate and kind of just come up with ideas that make sense. Every situation is different. Every situation is different. And to communicate effectively is just sharing information about your kids' needs and schedule. Just sharing information. Okay, don't just spring up and say, okay, I want to do this and that. No. The person with the sole custody, with the primary custody of the child, okay, this is the schedule. This is the school schedule. This is the weekend schedule. This is the summer schedule. Come up with it in advance so y'all, if something comes up, y'all can make the changes as mature adults. And you got to be flexible. And sometimes when you're working together, sometimes the weekend may not work out. That weekend may not work out. So you'll be like, hey, it was my weekend, but my job or this came up. And I'm wondering, can I just add another weekend? And you could, if they flexible, the person may say, I'm willing to make an adjustment. Sincere says, it's hard to try when a stud is their guy. It's hard to try when a stud is their guy. I got to get into this, because if you co-parenting with somebody, stop letting the other person, your new mate, getting involved in all this drama. Like, if I was a person that was coming into a relationship where somebody was co-parenting, I would try to assist the plan for co-parenting. But sometimes y'all let these people get involved, and then they get to talking, and they get to getting in the midst of it, and it just, you know, the kids lose in the end. Now they fighting outside the house. It take a village. It take a village. It take a village. I'll say this. I don't think that when you have people, new people to the situation and you co-parenting, if they saw the plan, if y'all came up with an actual schedule and a plan, I believe they would not have so much input because it's already in place. Co-parenting. We got to do it. We got to figure it out, and we got to talk about it. We got to discuss. People don't stay in relationships forever. But you can co-parent. You can work out a schedule. And I'll say this, I've seen a lot of children fall in the cracks because there's no communication. There's no respect. We got to improve on it, Truth Nation. We here for it. We definitely here for it. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Love.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I want to get to this story. A Milwaukee County judge is under investigation over claims she shielded a defendant from immigration agents last week. Judge Hannah Dogan has been on the Milwaukee County branch for 9 years, but is now under investigation or FBI is probing into her actions. This is an interesting thing that took place because you're starting to see that judges are trying to, you know, may risk their jobs for this immigration. But we in the middle of a city, they got mass incarceration for the regular citizens. But for the migrants, you seeing that the judge is compromising themselves for the mic. I don't know. I'm watching it. According to law enforcement source, ICE agents were waiting outside the courtroom for the man making a court appearance. But it's alleged that the judge may have shielded him from to avoid his ICE detention. We got video of this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
There are questions tonight asking whether a Milwaukee County judge obstructed justice by shielding a man from an ICE arrest at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The incident happened Friday in misdemeanor court and could make the judge a target of a federal investigation. Nick Bohr tonight with that story.
Judge Hannah Dugan has been on the Milwaukee County bench for 9 years, but is herself under scrutiny after an incident involving a man wanted by immigration agents outside her courtroom Friday. According to a law enforcement source, ICE agents were waiting outside Dugan's courtroom for a man making a court appearance there, but Dugan is alleged to have shielded him to avoid his ICE detention. In an email to other judges shared with 12 News, Chief Judge Carl Ashley confirmed the presence of ICE agents Friday, explaining they had a warrant and were asked to wait outside the courtroom. However, Ashley said he, quote, had no information to provide as to what occurred inside Judge Dugan's courtroom.
I spoke with Judge Dugan outside of her courtroom here this afternoon. She told me that she didn't wish to comment at this time, but there is a sign taped to her courtroom door that predates the Friday incident, but seems to reference some of the same issues.
The sign urges any person who, quote, feels unsafe coming to the courthouse to contact Judge Dugan's clerk to request a remote hearing via Zoom. It's dated 4 days before the Friday incident. An ICE spokesperson told 12 News Tuesday morning they would not confirm the incident. They also wouldn't say whether the man in question was ultimately detained by ICE. At the Milwaukee County Courthouse, Nick Bohr, WISN 12 News.
Hey, salute to Nick Bohr. He came to the community cleanup. He came out to the community cleanup, DJ Brother Z. Hey, we got everybody coming out to the cleanup this year. It was powerful. But when it came to this situation, you can see them move the goalposts when they want to. These judges, you know, they moving the goalposts and they risking, you know, being under investigation by the federal government. But with Lil Ray Ray up in there, hey, all right, look, when we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. A tough night for the Milwaukee Brewers at the plate out in San Francisco as they fall to the Giants, this one by a final score of 4-2. The loss dropping the Brewers to an overall record of 13-12. Over to the NFL, where round one of the NFL draft will kick off today in Green Bay. Packers president Mark Murphy crediting Titletown for selling the draft.
There were some times where we wondered whether it would ever come to fruition. But what's really helped us was the development of Titletown and then the Rush Expo. I think without those two, it was a tougher sell.
The NFL draft first round is expected to start at 7 p.m. And lastly, over to the NBA, where the Celtics take a 2-0 lead over the Magic with a 109-100 win. The Cavs also taking a 2-0 lead over the Heat with a 121-112 victory. And the Rockets evening up the series against Golden State with a 109-94 win. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It is a
Amazing. And Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, yeah, always keeping it juicy, y'all.
What's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey.
Ben got a honey pack.
Ben bought a honey pack.
Yeah. And he gave me two of them.
Ben bought a We don't need y'all sitting in
bricks.
The studio on bricks.
All white bricks.
Hey. Well, shoot, mine's be all black brick. How about that? All black bricks. All right, that's what we do.
Maybe
man.
Like a brown brick? I don't know. Like I hope it's not all black.
Stuff about to fall off.
Got that gangrene down there.
Oh,
bro.
Wow.
What's going on with you?
Hey.
That thing getting chopped.
Hey. Amputated. You all right. Could you imagine?
You don't feel nothing.
No circulation.
That's when you never mind. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Hey.
But in those types of sexual relationships, because there are some that exist.
But
you know,
what?
You can never have somebody fill you up for real. You always got to please them.
Oh, wow.
You know, you got to be the
I don't even know what you're
pleaser.
Talking about no more.
Anyway, we're talking about this pop culture report right now.
Right.
I thought
you was about to go all Shannon Sharp on.
Well, that's what you want to do tonight, though?
What?
That's what you want to do?
Hey, not while you sucking on the honey pack.
Hey, I'm gonna be right for the conversation. Say that much.
Jesus.
Hey. Well, as you guys have all been seeing in the recent news, Shannon Sharp, there has been an escapade that went down. A fiasco. Some
escapade.
Accusations. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but Shannon Sharp allegedly has had a sexual relationship with a young OnlyFans model. The young OnlyFans model is now trying to take Shannon Sharp to court for $50 million. Shannon Sharp, he tried to settle out of court. He offered her about $10 million. But now, in today's time, most recent reports, she's asking for $50 million. And people want to know what's going on with Uncle Shay Shay. All right? Is he was he right for this? Was he right for messing around with somebody who was 35 years younger than him?
I think that when you talk about Shannon Sharp, who they call him Unc,
mm-hmm. Uncle Shay Shay,
and his personality, and you know the way he presents himself on, you know, his podcast, multiple podcast ideas.
Yeah.
They're saying that he's the king of messy.
King of messy? Oh, come on.
You know, I ain't never heard that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because they're saying that a lot of his conversations, he'll go in deep and then it'll get messy after his interviews.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's messy.
That was that mm-hmm. Cat Williams effect.
Yeah, they said that he tries to dig up the messiness
mm-hmm.
out of the conversation, but it's presented in a certain way, but it can get messy.
Mm-hmm. And now he in the mess. He is
messy.
The mess.
So he threw that out there in the universe
and now
the
he
mess
getting it back.
Caught up with him. That's what they're saying.
It's interesting. Oh, go ahead.
No, you should go.
Ladies first.
I was going to talk about the fact that people are now calling out the hypocrisy in it all because when he had Donnell Rawlins on, who has a baby with a woman that was maybe 20, 30 years younger than Donnell.
Yeah, she about 30 years younger.
Yeah, he came after Donnell and was saying like, yeah, and he was like, man, why? Like, what you doing with this young girl?
Right.
You know, you about half her age, you know what I'm saying? And he was making fun of the situation, and now he's put in a almost worse scenario.
Right.
So,
it is,
I don't know.
It is very interesting because the energy you put out definitely does come back. I saw over Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco's podcast, you know, Shannon Sharp was actually, again, he stood 10 toes down. And this wasn't anything like recent, like a day or two ago, you know, after the allegations. But there was a video clip that ran around with Shannon Sharp. You know, he was like, you know, everybody telling me, you know, stop messing with young people. You know, everybody talking to me, act my age. Well, I want to act my wage. He's
date.
Like, I want to date my wage.
There we go. He said, I want to date my wage.
And a lot of times what they're referring to, especially if they feel like they have the dollars, if they got the dogs, they feel like they can get any woman they want, you know, whether it's an OnlyFans model or some girl off the street, or maybe even a woman who is 50 years old, around the age of a Shannon Sharp. But ultimately, I said when it comes down to Shannon, wait, what? I read a YouTube chat board thing. Y'all hit the YouTube chat board.
Oh, wow.
I want to see.
So you can get your voice heard. But when it comes down to Shannon Sharp, you know, I think the only thing Shannon Sharp is truly guilty of is messing around with somebody that he didn't know who he was dealing with.
Mm.
You know, at this
somebody that used
sex for content.
Correct. Correct, man. And, you know, it made me even think. It made me even wonder because when Shannon Sharp originally met this young lady, he met her as a in the gym. He met her in a gym. So I'm wondering how long has her OnlyFans model career been going on for? Mm. Was it ever since the gym or was it after, you know, Shannon Sharp and her having these sexual intercourse meetups or whatever, or freak-offs, if you will?
And it seemed like they was recording it.
Honestly,
because if you do an OnlyFans, you recording it. Man. And so my question is,
I don't think he was on her OnlyFans. No,
they saying that they got a footage.
Some video.
Yeah. No, I know they got video, but I don't know if he's on her OnlyFans.
Say no more. Show me the video.
They saying they're going to show.
What do you mean by that?
He said they was going to show a 30-second clip of a 10-minute video. So he know he recorded a 10-minute video, but he left it in her possession. Was he planning for that video to be on her OnlyFans? But why do she got a... Got the video in our
possession. What you're saying.
The
I see
thing
what you're saying.
Is,
ooh,
I
see what you're saying.
What happened was, I don't know if he knew she was recording the video. Because when they were in mediations, because they've been in mediation about the situation since February. That's why the news had came out that they had tried to do a $10 million settlement before all of this ended up going public. But Tony Busby let Shannon Sharpe's lawyers know that they had a tape of them and they showed it to the lawyers. Shannon Sharp didn't want to see it, but the lawyers assumed that it had to have been edited because it was only like 10 minutes or something like that. And they're like, no, we want you guys to put this through investigations to see if you edited up the tape, because this does not seem accurate to what Shannon Sharp remembers from whatever that night was. But Shannon didn't want to see the video.
So Shannon could be a victim.
I mean, potentially. I mean depending on what you mean. But whatever that 30-second clip is, it has to be something of him doing some really aggressive things to her.
It was toward the end.
Or to
himself. Only got toward the end of the 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's stuff that they have usually done, like, this entire time.
That's what I was saying.
You know, this, like, freaky, weird, I don't want to say weird.
Because she got text messages saying that
she wanted
to be tied up and stuff like that.
Exactly. So it seems like they're taking a clip of maybe a very aggressive part of that intercourse that they were having, and they're going to try to, you know, show it around.
The grand
finale part. And they're like, no, show the entire thing. But who knows if he knew it was actually being recorded at the time or not. But I doubt that she put it on her OnlyFans.
I'll say this. You dating the OnlyFans model, which means she got sexual ideas online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this. If you at her place and you know, not really checking to make sure everything A-OK, you just in there just, you know, winging it.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you dating the OnlyFans person. You should have did what Monique said and get you one of the old school girls that was going to rub your feet and rub your back.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
And they've been with each other on and off for about 2 years now.
It would be interesting when it comes down to that video that could possibly be released to the public, how
that
they decide to... I would actually love to see it.
I would love to see it.
Just to know how real this really was. You know, I have to do this for journalistic integrity.
I
can't get over the airwaves
that.
And tell y'all lies. No, I have to tell you the truth. I'm held by the FCC.
Why don't you just get the transcript?
Allegations.
You can read the transcript. You don't have to watch it.
Reading it is one thing, but digging deep into the material
I gotta go down that rabbit hole. You gotta go deep with it.
I have to go down that rabbit hole. I have to see what that snow bunny was really talking about, and if she was really in pain or was she enjoying it. Because when they talk about the things that came up in those text messages, a few of those things she said, I wanted to be choked like this. I actually want you to do more aggressive things to me. Again, like I told you on Gym with Juice this morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. You can listen to us each and every morning. I tell you all this. I was like, you know what? I'm not that aggressive in bed. You know, I'm normal. Okay, I'm normal. Okay.
You're one and done.
Yeah, I'm one and done. You know, we look good. Wrong one.
Oh, Minute Man.
I got other things to do. Okay,
Minute
I got
man.
Other things to do. All right. I don't even give a damn. You know, sometimes you get in and that stuff be too good. All right.
Part of y'all day.
But what I want to say, though, is when it comes down to, you know, Uncle Shay Shay doing what he does. You know, I think that ultimately Uncle Shay Shay, one of the biggest reasons that you have this is happening to you right now is because you allowed it, and you need to actually own up to that portion of it. Because even when he came out with his statement, he never really owned the audio leaks and audio tapes that came out. He never admitted anything to those those audiograms that we heard. So it's just interesting to see where this goes and how it's going to play out in the courts.
On the audio, he fed into the stereotype of a big black man on a snow bunny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
like he said it. That's what he said.
And see, that's what I was saying before. I think what Channel Sharp got out of all of this is really he was able to play into that stereotype. He really liked the fact of being this big black man choking out a little white girl. I like that. You know, that's what he likes. You know,
that was what they was role playing?
Could have been.
Role playing and or, again, an erotic fantasy that he wanted to play
like
out
they
in his
was
mind.
On the plantation?
Exactly. Because of what? Wow. 100 years ago, how they used to frame the black man as being the sexual monster, the sexual beast or whatever. That's the role that it seems to me that Shannon Sharp likes to play. He wants to play, you know, being in one of those latex suits with the whips and chains with her having a dog collar on. He liked that type of stuff. He probably was, you know what, no, I'm not going to put those ideas out there, but him and this woman in the sex room, I'm pretty sure they were oiled up and lathered up and ready to go for some other things. So yikes. A video being out there, hey, you know, you do what you will with it, but what I will say is, yeah, had this been 20 years ago, they could release this video and make some big money now. You know, this is Uncle Shay Shay. You know,
I hope the video don't go up for his sake.
You know how much Denise Thomas.
Well, he did an Instagram one
on accident.
You think it was an accident? I don't know.
Do you know how much? You gotta go through
to get on Instagram Live?
But I guess what I'm saying is, if a video tape comes out where it's visual, where you can see him doing the stuff, like that's what I really don't want for him. Because audio was one thing. Okay, we can hear you doing the duty, da da. But if we see you over here headbutting and putting this girl in a chokehold and putting her whips and chains and stuff, and yo think that. Thing just swang-a-langing and it's like,
Shay.
Bro, I don't want to see that. And I don't
he
want anyone else to have
he
to see that.
He probably hit
him
with the spear.
Hey, he looked like he probably liked to wrestle in bed.
Right.
Cameron has said, you go see him doing one of them things where you hit your elbow and go,
the people's elbow.
The people's
Thank
elbow.
You. Yeah, they was like, you go see him people elbow her or something. But that's what she wants, maybe. Right.
That'd be crazy. Well, what if she was like,
we gotta run the break.
Yeah, no, run the break.
Come back, we come back. We gonna hear what Dr. Umar Johnson has to say about this. Truth Nation, they liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
You in charge. I want to hear you say that. Say it.
I'm in charge.
You're my partner.
I know.
Say I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Kerry Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
All right.
We got Dr. Umar.
We got Umar weighing in on the snow bunny situation.
Oh, man.
Let's listen.
Shannon, because I don't like when black men get taken down. I got to stand by. Yes, he's a lifetime snow bunny hopper. Yes, he's a lifetime snow bunny hopper, but that's my brother. Uncle Shannon Sharp is my brother. I'm standing with Uncle Shannon Sharp until the facts prove otherwise. I'm standing with Uncle Shannon Sharp until the facts prove otherwise.
All right.
If you cannot promise me that you will never seek the company of another snow bunny, I cannot stand with you. Uncle Shay Shay. Uncle Shay Shay.
Why
I'm standing with you,
Unc.
I think it's a scam.
They're
I'm standing with you, Unc. I think
Why
it's a scam.
Is he calling him Uncle?
I'm standing with Uncle Shannon Sharp on this one. I'm standing with Uncle Shannon Sharp on this one. But Uncle Shay Shay, no more bunnies after this. Can somebody confirm if he's being accused by snow bunnies or Afriqueens?
What the heck, bro? Why is he calling him uncle? If I'm not mistaken, who's older? Maybe by a couple years, maybe Shannon got him?
Right. Yeah.
Calling him Uncle Shay Shay. Bro, that's not what you call him, but he's a hilarious person. But, you know, it makes me wonder, when it comes to people who have these allegations and things on their name, right, before it even goes to trial. So let's say Diddy, for example, and how he right now, Dr. Umar is saying with Shannon Sharpe, he's like, OK, until the facts come out, I'm standing with him. Right. And you see a lot of people saying the same thing about Diddy. Right. Until this is tried in court and until he is actually guilty of what it is they say they are charging him for, I'm going to stand with him. But then after, let's just say it does. Let's just say, not saying that it's true, but let's just say it does come out that he is guilty of what it is that they're saying. That's when you be like, oh, well, I'm not with you no more just because you were guilty. Like, is that what happens, or do you kind of...
I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
But, yeah, I mean, once you're guilty, you think everybody all of a sudden is going
to
finally turn
guilty
on Diddy, let's say, for example, and be like, oh, yeah, now he's finally guilty. I'm not rocking with him no more.
I think a lot of people going to pick sides regardless, but in the court system, you got to... innocent until proven guilty. Now, public opinion, mm-hmm. that's not the rules.
Right.
I can say and feel however I want to feel about it.
But it does impact it, though.
It does.
Because I think celebrities now can't even get a fair trial anymore just based off the fact of how, you know, we, you know, go through news today. You know, right? Like, you know, if you're in Milwaukee County and you hear about a story that happened locally or whatever, but it's been all over social media, when it comes down to a juror or jury, how do you get a fair trial then? Because everybody who's going to sit on that trial will know about this. Just like I'm saying with Diddy, right? Everybody in their mama who even sit up on that trial or court case is going to know something of the case, which then, like you said before, Tori, everybody's going to have to pick a side. And I think people are going to go there with, you know, a biased opinion.
Right.
You know?
Because look what we got, an example. Look at what happened to R. Kelly.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. There was a big discussion about R. Kelly. Do you still listen to his music? Do we ban his music?
Right.
And
that man is jail for life at this point. So,
you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Rinse and repeat.
It is, and that's why people need to, you know, really take heed to why a lot of these people fall to the wayside. And I said it before on Gentlemen with Juice this morning, but I think if these gentlemen were married and had a wife,
see, and that's what I really wanted to unpack here. I really wanted to. He feel like if Shannon had a wife, we would look at him. We would this that would help him in this situation. I said it would make it worse.
I don't think his show would be as messy.
I think his show.
Because
Uncle Shay Shay. Yeah.
It's things that would happen if you had a wife.
He's talking from an older single perspective.
But I'm saying with all of this information coming out, if he had wife, it would make him look even worse. Because now you cheat on your wife and you're doing all this stuff.
You know the show Nightcap with Ocho Cinco, right?
Right.
He had a girlfriend at first. Now he don't got a girlfriend no more after doing that show.
After the Nightcap.
Because it's so wild.
Yeah.
Hey.
Might be more restricted if he didn't wasn't out here trying to rip around the streets and impress these YBs out here.
Mm. All right. Well, thank y'all for that pop culture report, Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Keeping it juicy, y'all.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back, I'm going to open up the lines. I got a question for you. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.